sitting at Jesus' feet is a very exposed place to be. You know, sit at Jesus' feet and he sees that. He saw that thought. He knows that attitude. He knows that thing that you did when you were 12 that you never told anybody. You know, and you squirm. Jesus said, your brother will rise again. Martha said, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. See, Jesus responded to Martha. He responded to her by speaking truth to her. He said, Martha, you have been full of agendas and other things, and your eyes are on the wrong thing. It does not matter whether someone dies. It doesn't matter whether someone lives. One thing matters, and that's that I am. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am everything. And if you've got your eyes on the result, well, then I have disappointed you, haven't I?
Sister Mona, we're going to talk today about getting ready for the return of our King. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, I just ask that I can just somehow, by your Holy Spirit, even communicate this extremely supernatural just understanding to my sisters so that they could be filled with your Holy Spirit and just blessed by what you've helped me to see and understand, and just help us all to come just together as your body, to even help our little minds, our carnal, our small little carnal understanding to even like get this, because we don't know anything outside of what you help us to understand and reveal by the power of your Holy Spirit. So please just help me to be able to even do this, and help my sisters that are listening to even comprehend what it is that I'm talking about. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I was in prayer today, and all of a sudden, because the Lord had been talking to me about stuff. You know, he talks to us and explains things to us. And by his grace, you know, he's helping me to hear the difference between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit when each one is talking, when I'm in prayer. As I'm sitting there, a sister, you know, the Lord had told something. I was in my prayer closet. The Lord had explained something to me. He was confused about something, going through a bit of a trial, and he was giving me instructions. And then just, you know, out of nowhere, a sister texts me, and it's like the exact same thing he just said in my prayer closet. And I'm sitting there in my kitchen, and all of a sudden, it hits me by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is a revelation of the Holy Spirit, because, you know, I'm blind until he gives me eyes to see that Jesus himself, the King of Kings and like Lord of Lords and like our Messiah, is talking to me. He's like talking directly to me about something. And I had to just like sit down and like take a minute because it was as if he was like in the room, like right there, speaking to me. And I just felt all of a sudden like, I don't know. I just felt like I couldn't even like look up and like I felt like I couldn't even, like, why would he talk to me? You know what I mean? Like, why would the King of Kings, the greatest man that ever lived, speak to me? And I just became, it became real all of a sudden. I know he's been talking to me through his Holy Spirit, you know, ever since I got saved, you know what I mean? He talks through his word all the time, you know, but I guess, you know, because of my carnal mind, I just don't see it. Like, it happens, but I'm somehow blind to the fact that he's like talking to me, and all of a sudden it became clear that he's talking to me, and he's talking to all of us right now. I'm not anybody special. He's talking to all of us. And I'm just praying that this can become real to us, that we can really start to, by faith, understand that we have a real Messiah and King that is coming for us. Because this concept, this idea, is not something that we can understand unless His Holy Spirit like opens our eyes to this supernatural, like mind-blowing concept. Like, I'm having trouble even like explaining what exactly He's brought me to a place of like seeing. Do we understand that the man, Christ Jesus, who came in the flesh, who we read about in the Bible, is going to return? Like, do we understand that he's not an abstract concept? He's not some imaginary person. He's not some thought somewhere off in our mind. Do we understand that this is a real person, and who he really is, and that he's talking to us right now because we're the bride of Christ? Like, you have to understand this. If you feel like it doesn't really make sense what I'm saying, seek him in prayer and ask him to make his presence and his, just him, a reality to you. Do you know him? Do you know him more than you know a person, you know, that you see that walks into a room? This is the man, Christ Jesus, our Savior. He's a real person. And I love that teaching. I don't even know what her name is, to be honest with you. If anybody knows who she is, you can, you know, text me. I appreciate it. I just came across that teaching, and I saved it because the way she explains it, and as I was listening to it, like, all of a sudden, like, it became real when he's talking to Martha. He's like, do you know who I am? Do you know who Jesus really is? Christ come in the flesh? Why does Scripture talk about this? Christ come in the flesh? Because just as I'm sitting here right now and someone could walk in the room and talk to me, that's Jesus. That's who we're living for. That's who we're waiting for. It's not, sometimes our minds will try and make him somewhere afar off and somehow like not real. He's real. He's a real, he came in the flesh as in a body. He's a person. And when that becomes real in our minds, things are very different. Because he talks to us. And when you realize that this man, Christ Jesus, who came in the flesh, the Son of God, when you realize that you're waiting to be married to him, and he's a real person, all of a sudden, living your life the way that he wants you to is very different. It's very different. It's like he could say anything and you're like, yes. Whatever you want. Because why would you even talk to me? Sometimes when I'm in prayer, like I don't, and I guess it's just that the Lord is like opening my eyes to this and helping me to see more clearly, to see him, like to really see him, to be at his feet and just realize that this man, Christ Jesus, a real flesh and blood man, a real man, is everything that I will, oh my God, that I will ever need for all eternity. Like he's actually, I guess, just opening my eyes to this reality. I've always known it, I guess, in my mind, but, you know, it's like, my husband says that the distance between, you know, the mind and the heart is like a million miles. Like, I guess he's just making it real to me as I sit at his feet that he's everything that I will ever need. And that's what we need to see. Like, we all need to see this. All of, you know, my sisters, I pray I can help you see this. Because he said to the woman at the well, he said, if you knew who is asking you for a cup of water, you know, he's talking to this woman. And it's like, if you could see who I am, you would stop chasing everything. Like, your eyes would be open and you would see that you have need of nothing ever again for all eternity. Like, not even for the rest of your life. I'm not even talking about, like, our carnal lives. I'm talking about for all eternity. If you could see Jesus Christ, if you could see him, this man come in the flesh, you would see that you had everything you ever will ever need for all eternity right in front of you. That's why he said to Martha, he said, I am the resurrection. You know, and Martha just like couldn't see who he was. And I think about Mary when she's at his feet. It's because she can see, like there's nothing else that matters. Everything's gone. And she can't even pay attention to anything else. And he said to her, she has chosen that good thing and it will not be taken away from her. It will not be taken away from her. It reminds me of that scripture in Romans where he says that he is convinced that nothing, nor angels, nor demons, nor life, nor death, nothing can separate us from the love that is in Christ Jesus. Because that good thing will never be taken away from her. And there's times when I'm in prayer and I'm just like, I don't even want to leave my prayer closet. Because when he opens my eyes to him, like, I can't even go on with my life. I mean, I know I have to, and I want to, like, in a way, because I love God's sheep, and I love seeing them. I think that they're just so, I just think God's sheep, are just adorable. I think they're wonderful and beautiful creations of God, and I want to see them. But it's like a battle because, like, he's everything. He's everything. And I'm just praying that I can help, you know, by my own testimony, help my sister see, because I know if we can see him more clearly, then everything else will pass away and we won't even care. We'll care because he says so, like if he wants us to do things and whatnot, but just the things of the temporary will be gone. It's like he said to Hagar, you know, when she's in the desert, she thinks she's going to die. Says he opened her eyes. And she saw right there. She saw the water. That's Christ. She saw that everything she needed was right there. He opened Hagar's eyes. Lord, open our eyes so we can see you. So we can see, like the woman at the well, so we can see who is talking to us. Let us see you. Let's pray that we can see you. All of a sudden, things like obedience and keeping his commands. Oh boy, is it true? Like it says in 1 John, they're not grievous. Because you think to yourself, it's so funny, people go crazy over like celebrities and presidents and whatever. And it's like, this for people, sinful, you know, people, they're fallen, you know what I mean? They're all just people. But when you think to yourself, God of the whole world, creator of the universe, King and Messiah is talking to you and leading you. When you really, in all honesty, have no right to even be in his presence, and you think to yourself, why would he even acknowledge my existence? Let alone die for me. There is a intimacy and a love that takes place where you realize that you don't deserve anything. And you're just grateful that he'll talk to you. All of a sudden you realize that everything he says, you know, you realize how much he loves you and how everything he says is to take care of you. Everything makes sense. You realize that he is God above all, and that his work comes first and foremost because he's a king. He's a king who, for whatever reason, because he's love and he's God, has decided to call you. And make his abode with you, like scripture says. And dwell within you. And you think, why? Why would he do that? I don't deserve it. Why would he even talk to me? Everything becomes a whole lot easier. He just barely has to say something to you and you want to do it. When you see who he is, and you realize how grateful you are. Actually, even astonished that he would take the time to talk to you, let alone die for you. So I pray that by God's Spirit and power, I was able to even relate that truth to you, and I pray it strengthens you and makes your walk much easier as you know him and talk to him. I go ahead and pray. Lord, I just ask that my sisters become so close to you and have such just an intimate and gentle relationship with you where they can hear you clearly, that they're just brought so close to you and that they start to become aware of who you are, aware of your presence in their life when you're talking to them. I pray that you grant all of us a revelation of the Holy Spirit to be able to understand and see these things. And if anybody's listening and they're not saved, I pray that they are touched in their heart and they say that they want to know you. And they ask to be born again, that they receive the Holy Spirit. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kuf. I cried with my whole heart, "Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes." I cried unto thee, "Save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies." I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, "I hoped in thy word." Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Resh. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimony, for all my ways are before thee. Tav. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray, like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
Psalm 57. To the chief musician, Altasketh, Miktam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth.